Welcome to the end of week three of the Life Essential Spiritual Growth Bible Study. And I hope you are already sensing growth taking place in your life. Now, as you seek to grow, there are going to be impediments. There are going to be forces at work to stunt your growth. To keep you from maximizing the spiritual height and weight that God has planned for you. Of course, the devil and his demons want to intervene to distract you, dissuade you, discourage you, and defeat you. But guess what? God, knowing that, has provided tools, equipment called armor in Ephesians chapter 6 to keep you solid, or as the passage calls it, standing firm in verses 10 through 18 in your victory that has been won through Jesus Christ. There's six pieces of armor divided into two groups of three. The first three you wear all the time, that's the verb to be. The last three changes the verb to take, which means you pick up as needed. The first piece of armor is truth. Why? Because Satan is a liar. And guess what? He can't handle the truth. So when you stick with the truth, you've already begun to block him. Then after the truth comes the breastplate of righteousness that has to do with acting on the truth. When you know the truth and then you rightly act on it, you've put up a defense that becomes somewhat impenetrable to the enemy. Then you have to have some shoes on your feet. It's called having your feet shod or having your boots on, based on the peace of God that he gives you. How do you know that you're moving right? God gives you peace. How do you know when you're moving wrong? You lose your peace. So peace is a confirming aspect. You're headed in the right direction in your spiritual growth. Then comes faith. Faith puts out all the fiery darts of the devil. Why? Because faith overcomes the world. And the devil is the head of the world. So when you are operating in faith, you're actually simultaneously overcoming the devil and putting out his design to set you aflame in defeat. Then comes the helmet of salvation. Salvation is not referring to when you're born again. The helmet involves the head. The head involves the brain. The brain is the information center for the life. So he's talking about now having your minds operating with your new identity in Christ, not your old identity in Adam. And then he concludes with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The word for sword there is dagger, and it means up close fighting. It means what Jesus did when he was tempted by the devil in the wilderness, when he quoted scripture to the devil. Because you have to understand something, Satan is allergic to scripture. So when you use the scripture, not only learning the truth, the first one, but using the truth, the last one, well, then the devil will have to do what he did with Jesus. He had to depart. Because he was sneezing too hard, you know? He was too allergic to the authority of the Word of God. So when you use this armor put on by prayer, verse 18 says, then you will be able to keep the devil from keeping you from growing in your faith. So I hope you're excited about the armor that we've learned about in week three, and I hope you keep going as we understand the essentials in life for our spiritual growth.